Cranberry Radio presents CEO Coach, a show custom built to give you everything you need to build your business on the web. From funding to finances, set up to staffing, our CEO coaches will break down the art of business development from the ground up. Now here to get you started are the experts of online business startup management and development, the founders of Outlines Venture Group, Jillian Musick and Ann Kennedy.
Welcome to CEO Coach. I'm Jillian Musick, co-founder of Moz, and I'm here with my colleague, business partner, and friend, Ann Kennedy, co-founder of a global consortium of digital marketing companies and author of Global Search Engine Marketing. Together, we helped over 200 tech companies worldwide to launch, grow, pivot, and thrive. Find out more at outlinesventure.com. Welcome, Ann.
Hey, Jillian, how are you?
Doing great this Monday morning, and you?
I am just fine, and I want to tell you what's new and wonderful today is we have Nancy Winslow joining us to talk about the world of headhunting.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to get my spear. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, got it. Welcome, Nancy. Nancy Winslow of Kim Finch Cook Executive Recruiters. Thanks for joining us, Nancy.
Hello, Jillian. Hello, Ann. Thank you for having me today.
So, Nancy, you and I just met a couple of weeks ago. We connected on LinkedIn, and that platform really works, folks. So I was struck when we met by your knowledge of the field and an intuitive nature that is quite different than what I've experienced with other headhunters. You have a way of working with young and seasoned professionals who work their way up the specific ladder, and of course you can also help those who might be on the wrong ladder to choose ladders and possibly new industries. So you're also extremely well-connected, I know, in the startup and the established enterprise ecosystem in Seattle and beyond. You're a technologist in your own right, and yet you chose to leverage your networking skills and now your considerable Rolodex, if we still use that term, in your role as an executive recruiter. So just to begin, can you tell us how you pivoted your own career, and where did you start, and how did you get into executive recruiting?
I started in technology almost 20 years ago here in the Seattle market, and my first challenges were things like talking people into using email. You know, they already had to check voicemail and could not even conceive of how they would keep up with email too. And using software to process their work when file folders, really literal file folders, not virtual file folders, work just fine for them. And today now we're tweeting and texting and snapping and IGing for personal and professional reasons, really. So life in technology has been exciting and fun. My background really is in IT leadership. I've held CIO roles in large and small companies, and I love to build teams. And since IT is such a rapidly changing field, I've interviewed and hired hundreds of people over the years. So that's kind of how I fell into recruiting, almost by accident. When I moved back to Seattle just over a year ago from the Portland market, I was consulting with several companies and constantly being asked to help them find good team members, whether it was developers or project managers. And then I met Kim and started working with her to fill C-level roles. And those folks then would become my new clients, and I would help them build their teams, and it just turned into a very virtuous cycle. People move around, you know, Jillian, a lot more than they used to. Having an IT background just really gives me a lot of insight into helping them find the right candidates.
That makes really good sense. So, you know, Anne's in the Portland area, and you've just come back from there. How many years were you in Portland?
I was in Portland almost 4 years, and Portland is a really big, small town. That's kind of how I quantify it. They are really well connected. They have a great IT network, but a lot of candidates in that area are already really well connected. I enjoyed that market a lot and still work for clients down there. I really enjoy both markets. Seattle has a much different feel than Portland, and they're both a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'd have to agree completely with two cities do feel very different, and they certainly are both a lot of fun. But let's go back to your story. You know, I think you've got a firsthand understanding of the advantages of pivoting your own career. So I'm thinking that makes you really well served when you speak with others who might be looking to do the same, whether they know it yet or not. So We really want to riff on this subject because that's what we do here on CEO Coach. And I just want to throw a few questions out there that I'd like to cover, which we can go into more deeply in the next segment. But here we go. So put your thinking hat on about these. How does executive recruiting differ from job hunting? At one point, does someone have to say to themselves, I'm not going to find my job on monster.com anymore. It's time to speak with an executive recruiting firm if I want to change my job or career path. So hang on to that thought for a moment. Another question I'd like to get into more deeply in the next segment is your company focused on specific sectors, finance, fintech, tech in general, or are the various team members specialized in vertical sectors? And the third question I'm hoping you can really, really help us dig in on is, how would an employee know which executive recruiting firm to choose? What are the indicators of a good fit? What should they search for in a website? Reviews, peer references, or are none of those worthwhile? Should you simply meet with various recruiters until you click? So those are the thoughts. Jillian, do you have other thoughts you want to add to that? So we can.
You know what, Anne? I'm sure I will, but I'd like Nancy to dig in. So let's start with how executive recruiting differs from job hunting.
That is such a good question. Executive recruiting really is so much more than job hunting. We kind of find companies and candidates that match, and it's more about fit, I would say. It's not to say that we don't look for specifically people who are looking for work at that time, but we do a lot of work with passive candidates. And a passive candidate is someone who isn't out there actively looking at job boards or the like. So while we place people who are actively looking, a lot of times they're still working and we're helping them consult on what that next step is for a lot of reasons. Maybe they're in a job that they don't feel like they're ready for the next challenge, or you know, maybe they don't line up with their employer anymore for whatever reason. And so we really help them understand and know what they want to do next. And as a candidate, what I would say is I would find a recruiter who works specifically in your area of expertise, because we really can help guide you and give you good career advice. But also we are talking to so many companies all the time that sometimes we know about opportunities that might not be out there on the job boards. Does that help, Jillian?
Oh my God, Nancy, that makes so much perfect sense. Thank you for sharing that with us. And I think it will clarify things a lot for our listeners. So I have another question before we go to break. And that is, I think I mentioned it before, is your company focused on specific sectors, you know, finance, fintech, tech, or are various team members specialized in vertical sectors?
We do have specialties in finance, marketing, and IT, but we find that we fill positions all over certain companies. Kim has a really strong finance background. Josh, who works with us, is exceptional in the marketing space, and I have more depth in IT. Something that we're really seeing as a trend, though, right now is SaaS. It's really taking off for a lot of companies, and we are finding a lot of our clients are asking for people who have specialty in the finance, development, support, that have worked in a SaaS company before. It's a trend that we are really aware of right now.
Yes, I think that we really see that in the tech world in general, and it's interesting that in particular you're finding that you are having a lot of requests specifically for SaaS. So that would say that, to me, from what you said, that your clients are coming to you with specific, not only verticals, but subsets of verticals in mind.
I can tell you that the majority of our clients today are in the SaaS sector and are looking specifically for people who have worked in that area. It is really a big trend right now.
All righty then, to all of our listeners out there, if you're looking for your next opportunity, it's probably in SaaS. And with that, we'll take a break now so our sponsors can reach out to their listeners, their customers. We'll be right back with Nancy Winslow.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
Are you paying too much for your paid advertising, or have you quit altogether because it seemed like a huge waste of money? studies show that companies waste 25% of their PPC spend on average. The web marketing experts at WMETraining.com can show you how to make your AdWords account a lean, mean converting machine. Whether you're just starting out or want to take your skills to the next level, we have a class for you. Contact the web marketing experts at WMETraining.com.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Reinventing keyword research, simplifying campaign optimization, redefining competitive analysis. SpyFu brings you an entirely new way to find the most profitable keywords for your SEO and PPC campaigns. New tools, new data, and a brand new look. We've streamlined SpyFu so that you can optimize your search engine marketing more efficiently, more accurately, and more intuitively. Visit SpyFu.com. That's S-P-Y-F-U.com. And start downloading your competitors' keywords now. Try it free.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on Cranberry Radio.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. We are talking today about executive recruiting with Nancy Winslow of KF Cook, a respected boutique executive and key employee recruiting firm in Seattle.
So, yes, welcome back, everybody. We were talking about a number of interesting things in segment one, including how executive recruiting differs from job hunting significantly and how your company, you know, focuses on specific sectors. The next thing I'd really like to know, Nancy, is how does an employee know which executive recruiting firm to choose? Let's assume we've already decided we need one. So what are the indicators of a good fit?
That is another really good question. I think you do need to meet with a recruiter in person. Fit and rapport is a big part of it. And see what kind of work they do. Some firms do a really good job in medical or transportation or other specialties. We really are more of a headhunter, leadership-focused kind of firm. And then, of course, we fill a wide variety of roles for our clients once they have these leadership roles. And that's why we like to meet with a lot of individuals. Most of the time, we don't have an exact position for them at the moment, but we may have a meeting the next day with a client that needs somebody like that. And suddenly we're talking about a new role and we already have a candidate to present. It's amazing how often that works. And I find really great candidates and I will call my clients and introduce them to them, even if I don't think they're looking for someone like that.
That's interesting as well. It's a very different way that you're working with customers rather than just, you know, filling a role. You find candidates and then you put them forth, even though there may not be a spot right there. Fascinating. So as we put this together, we've been talking about, you know, from the employee side, right? There's this whole other side of executive recruiting, and that's the client side, right? The company in need of players. So when we met, I was fascinated by this process that you just talked about you don't just call and wait for them to call and say, fill a slot. You actually proactively present parties to them and so on. So how does all that work? Tell me, you know, how do you create such a relationship with companies where they simply don't ask you to fill a key employee spot, but they actually expect you to proactively come up with people who may be a good fit, even though they haven't asked?
I think this is probably one of our greatest values. We get to know the company and their leadership team. We even like to meet with their board or sometimes their venture capital backers, because that's a lot of the companies in Seattle these days. Lots of them are VC backed. And as we get to know them and see how they're trying to grow their business and understand their strategies, a lot of times we will be meeting with a candidate and know that maybe they thought they were going to grow more in the tech realm or developers, and we find a really great product person who can bring so much to the table that it adds value in both areas. So the more we know about their company and the more we know about their current team and what their strengths and weaknesses are, and also understand where their board wants to go, we really do become a part of their team and help them save time in finding great people. But also, I think we find better people and it's a better fit that way. Sometimes, I don't think companies try to be short-sighted. I think it's just that they feel a crunch maybe sometimes, or they feel a need, and they think it's this kind of a role that they really do need. And sometimes with some outside input and strategy, they really see that they can grow more by adding a different kind of a role or a person who has a really specific skill set that we've run across in the market.
So what I'm hearing is that rather than just filling key employee positions per request, what you've become is essentially a bit of a business coach. You look deeper into the request, even if you receive it, right? They may ask for somebody in the technology sector, but you may say, well, no, what you really need to achieve your goal, if your goal is stated as you've told me, right? And most companies don't even state that goal to their executive recruiters. So fascinating stuff. Fascinating. So, Anne, I think you've got some questions as well, yeah?
Well, I do. I think that the way that you work is very, very interesting. And you've talked about working with candidates and then working with the corporate leaders and the corporate leadership, even back to the funders and the boards. I wonder if we could get a little bit more strategic. What is do you see as the value in working this way for growing enterprises? And the reason I ask this is most of our listeners are founders, CEOs, or leaders of fast-growing companies. And I bet that a fair number of them are also in that the category you mentioned at the end of the last segment of the SaaS category. And if they aren't leaders of fast-growing companies, they sure want to be. So these are people who need to know why they should embrace a proactive and long-term relationship engagement with a boutique headhunter rather than looking at it as from the more traditional viewpoint. So what's in it for the company, and how do you convey that value to your potential clients?
I think we really do become a resource. Jillian just mentioned kind of a business coach. That's when we can really do the best work. We aren't traditional agency shops that kind of try to throw a lot of people at you. In fact, Kim and I pride ourselves that a lot of times we may only present 3 to 5 candidates to a company and they make a selection out of those. So we save them a lot of time. We save them a lot of money. And quite honestly, I think we help them find better candidates. Because both parties can be more candid with us, we get a lot more information from a candidate who might not reveal all of that to a company initially when they're interviewing. So we really understand candidates. What is their motivation to move? Are they moving because they're unhappy? Are they moving because they need their next challenge? And so when we understand the candidate better, we can place them in a better role. So if they're actively looking, they might be saying to a potential employer, oh, I just want my next step, when really we know that they want to leave that situation because it isn't challenging enough. And I think we just find a lot better match. And we know more about the company, so we can share more with the candidates and really help them understand you can't be risk averse if you're going into a startup. You have to know that there are ups and downs in it. So I think it ends up being a much better, much more successful match. And I think that both parties end up being much happier, but we save them a tremendous amount of time and energy.
That makes really good sense, Nancy. In a few moments, we're going to take a break here at CEO Coach, and we're going to wrap up with some hot tips for entrepreneurs and for the employees themselves. But before we do that, I hope you can help our listeners who don't even know that they need a key employee to think about the assets and attributes that they've got and the assets and attributes that they need so that you can start considering how to work with a headhunter such as Kim Fish-Cook.
Okay. I think I can help them with that. I think that really the initial thing we would ask when we sat down with them is to understand where their business is going and what they want to do. We don't always sit down and start talking to them about what kind of candidates they're looking for or what kind of roles they want to fill. Often they have those in their back pocket, maybe even a job description, but understanding their business first and their objectives is really where we start. And then we start to move into what those people might look like and how they can grow their business the best way possible.
Makes good sense. That is great. And quick, before we go, how do you get paid? What are the costs of working with such a headhunting or executive recruiting firm?
That's always a question that we get asked. Everybody wonders about that. It's a percentage of their annual base salary. I'll just be really candid. Depending on the size of the company, but it's generally between 25 and 30% of their first year salary. Some kinds of searches, there's exclusive searches where we're the only firm that's working on it. Sometimes there's a retained search where we get paid a portion of it just to help find candidates. But and long-term relationships have a different cost structure as well. But I would say the market is probably somewhere in that 25% of their annual base salary.
Well, that's really great to know. And one last quick question. Do you work in Greater Seattle only or nationwide or globally?
Gosh, we've worked globally and we do a lot of work in Seattle. I won't tell you that we don't, but I currently have open positions in Austin, San Bruno, Portland, Seattle. So as you can see, we center around a lot of tech sectors as well. Those are all big tech areas right now. But we do national for sure, and we have done some international as well.
Well, super. Okay, we're going to take a break now, and then we'll come back with our top tips for executive recruiting from Nancy Winslow.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Is buying something that is made in the USA important to you?
How do you know that it really is made in the USA?
Certified Inc. is the only supply chain audit company on the planet which qualifies country of origin labeling. If it's important to you as a consumer to know where the products you buy and use in your own home come from, then it's also important for your customers. Visit us at madeinusa.net and find out more. Go to madeinusa.net because it's that important.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com.
We're back with Jillian Musick and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on Cranberry Radio.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. We're talking with Nancy Winslow today about executive recruiting. We've covered quite a large ground here, Nancy, from the employee side or candidate side, from the company or corporate side. You work with a very wide variety of folks, which is intriguing as well. You work in very different ways than a standard just employee search firm would, working proactively with companies to figure out what they need and sometimes even give them a better job description than they really thought they needed. So all of those things are fascinating. In terms of how people choose recruiting companies as an employee, I think your tips were also very valid. Definitely meet with them. Make sure you have a synergy with the folks that you're talking to so that you know that the jobs they are going to proffer will be jobs that will be of interest to you. So I think a lot of this is about making relationships, getting deeply involved in both sides of the need, you know, from both parts of your clientele. Can you tell us, for those who are listening now, what are your top tips? Let's start with the employee side. Let's say you're a candidate, you're thinking about making a move. What would be your top three or four tips, whatever, for somebody who's going to be a candidate for an executive recruiting company?
I would say that they need to understand what they want to do. As funny as that sounds, Jillian, it sounds so straightforward. I can't tell you how many really top level executives don't know what they really want to do. And so what ends up happening is they come in and they kind of have this shotgun blast of, I can kind of do anything. I've worked in this kind of a market. I've had these kind of leadership roles. I've had this kind of an industry. And as funny as it sounds, potential clients don't like to hear that. They don't, even though they'd like to know that you're good at everything, they want to hear that you're passionate about that one thing that they're looking for. And so I would say my biggest tip to everyone is be really spot on with what you're good at and what you want to do, because that makes you so much more appealing to a potential client.
And what would you ask yourself, Nancy? I mean, you know, I proffered somebody to you just a couple of weeks ago, right? And you're working with this young man. And mm-hmm. what questions would you say? Ask yourself that so you can answer, what do you want to do?
I send them away with homework always. I mm-hmm. always send them back and say, look at companies that you think you want to work for and kind of tell me why. Do you like their culture? Do you like their growth? Do you like that they're fast-paced? So I kind of make them look at really the kind of work environment that's important to them, because a lot of time that leads them to the kind of work that is important. And I think young people are much less focused. It's almost never, this is the other interesting thing, it's almost never about money. You would mm-hmm. think that new job opportunities most of the time are about money, and I find that it almost never is. So money is not the big motivator, especially for younger folks in the market. They really want to know that the company is doing something good. So even if it's that the company once a month goes out and feeds the homeless or cleans up the streets of Seattle or hands cell phones out to homeless folks so they can make calls, whatever that is, they are very interested in giving back. They're not very money motivated, and they're much more about culture, I find generally. So my top tips for job seekers are, understand what's important to you and know what you want to do.
That makes good sense on both ends. And then you actually had a good tip in there now for the employers, which is that the huge job opportunities are not about money. It's just not a motivator, right? So they employees of great value want to know the company is doing something of great value. And even if it's ancillary, that's sufficient. So what else would you tell employers?
You know, it's interesting. I'm working on a CEO search right now and have some fantastic candidates for the role. And I will tell you without a doubt, I have some that are willing to take half the pay that they're making currently. Half the pay if it's a company that is doing something worthwhile. It is amazing. So I started to say young people, but I would say people of every generation have so much more of a need for that now. So from a company perspective, I think it's really important that you're in tune with that. That work-life balance, you know, is a phrase that we've used for so long, and it's gone beyond work-life balance now. It's work-life world balance. They want to know that they're doing things in the world that make a difference, even at the company level. And so I think companies are getting much more in tune with themselves as well, and that makes them so much more attractive to candidates.
Brilliant. So those that are peddling negative things on the planet need not apply. I got this. Yes. So how do folks reach you if they want to work with you?
Well, we have a fantastic website. Our name is Kim Finch Cook Executive Recruiters. Our website is kfcook.com. All of our current job postings are out there as well. My contact info is on the website, and I would love to meet with anybody who would even just like a little bit of coaching at the candidate or client level at any time.
That makes good sense. All right. So there we have it for this Monday at CEO Coach. Thank you so much for being with us today, Nancy.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And we'd like to thank our producers as well at webmasterradio.fm for their continued support. You can download these shows through webmasterradio.fm, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and many other places around the web. You can find links and more on our Facebook page at facebook.com/CEO Coach Podcast. We'll put a link to Kim Finch Recruiters as well on the Facebook page today. Stop by, hit the like button so we know you are out there. Tell us what you'd like to hear on CEO Coach. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jillian Musick with Ann Kennedy. You can find out more about how we help companies to launch, grow, pivot, and thrive at OutlinesVenture.com. Till next week.